Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When one ailing sheep lags behind the others and loses itself in the sylvan mazes, tearing its white fleece on the thorns and briars, sharp in the brambles, unwearied, the shepherd, that lost one seeking, drives away the wolves and on his strong shoulders brings it home again to the fold's safe keeping, healed and unsullied. He brings it back to the green fields and meadows where no thorn bush waves with its cruel prickles, where no shaggy thistle arms trembling branches with its tough briars, but where palm trees grow in the open woodland, where the lush grass bends its green leaves and laurels shade the glassy streamlet of living water, ceaselessly flowing. Many ages ago, Prudentius, the 4th century Latin poet and hymn writer, composed this verse, inspired by the gospel passage read by the church on this day, a passage about sheep and a shepherd. But really, this passage of St. Luke is a set of three very simple stories. First of all, a shepherd has 100 sheep and one is lost. The shepherd leaves the 99 and pursues that one which is lost until it is found. And when the lost sheep is found, he carries it home on his shoulders until it is safe with the others. And finally, he calls his friends together to celebrate with him that the lost was found. Secondly, a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. And she pursues this lost coin as the shepherd pursued his lost sheep. And likewise, when she finds her coin after sweeping the house clean to find it, she calls her friends together to celebrate that what was lost had been found. And you may notice that the stakes have gone up from a 1% loss to a 10% loss. The search was perhaps a little more urgent, this second story. And what is not included in the passage for Trinity 3, but what actually does follow in the 15th chapter of St. Luke, is the story then of the prodigal son. And there, in a passage that will be more completely contemplated on another day, one may see that the stakes have risen drastically this time. The prodigal is not one in 100 sons. The prodigal is not one in 10 sons, but one in 2. 50% of the household heirs. And here it's even crude to speak in terms of percentages now. He's not a number, not a percentage loss. Here is the heart of the father. And if he is lost, truly lost, it is an incalculable loss. When he is found, there's a party indeed, which I always envision to be much bigger than the party thrown for finding of one lost sheep or a coin, which you can hardly imagine a party being thrown for finding a coin. But if you are invited to each of these three parties for the finding of 1 out of 100 sheep, 1 out of 10 coins, and 1 out of 2 sons, which one would you rather go to? Which do you think would be the most exuberant? We began today's thought with a poem from the ancient Latin poet Prudentius. And it must be said that the words of Christ are not far from poetry as he speaks. For here are three parables, one could say a kind of poetry in three stanzas. For poetry, when it is well written, takes vast and important ideas and thoughts about which volumes could be written, and compresses them into just a few words, sometimes into a word picture. And those words, as vast ideas compressed into a few verbal images, may have truths drawn out from them seemingly without end. It's not just that the verses rhyme. Roses are red, violets are blue. Okay, it's a poem. But it's that you can get something new out of it every time you read it. Poetry is not everyone's cup of tea. I understand that. But if you've ever had the experience of finding a good poem that you do enjoy, you probably have noticed how you can read it over and over again and not necessarily find the interpretation, but several interpretations that often do not contradict, but rather complement one another. Now that's a good poem. That's a good parable. Consider today two interpretations of these parables by St. Ambrose of Milan. In one look at these set of parables, he finds just what we would expect to find on the surface. He suggests that we ought to see ourselves in the lost sheep, the lost coin, the prodigal son. Ambrose writes much the same thought as Prudentius. He writes, "The woman did not idly rejoice to find her coin. The coin having the image of the emperor is not ordinary. The image of the king is the register of the church. We are sheep. Let us pray that he would be pleased to place us beside waters of rest. We are sheep. Let us seek pastures. We are coins. Let us have a price. We are sons. Let us hurry back to the Father." When the poetic parables are read, the first interpretation is right. Jesus is not talking about actual sheep, actual coins, or even prodigal sons. He's talking about us. Now, we sympathize with the shepherd, the woman, and the father, knowing what it is to have lost something and to search for it. And we know what it feels like to finally find what we're looking for after wondering whether or not we've lost our minds. What joy to say we've actually found that which we look for, that which was lost. This common experience is what we're given to understand God feels like. Indeed, what all the angels and hosts of heaven feel like when one soul is found. The host of heaven was sick with worry. And then one day what was lost was found. And there is great rejoicing. Many a sermon has been preached with this interpretation, even in this church. And it is a right interpretation. But St. Ambrose stands back and reads the parables one more time and finds that this poetic allegory may be deciphered in yet another way, especially concerning the brief parable of the lost coin. St. Ambrose writes in one of his pastoral letters, and listen closely to the difference. "Faith is the lost drachma that the woman in the gospel seeks diligently. We read that she lit a candle and swept her house. After finding it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, inviting them to rejoice with her because she's found the drachma that she lost. The damage to the soul is great if one has lost the faith or the grace that he has gained for himself at the price of faith." You see the difference? Now the woman searching for the coin is you. When faith is lost, that simple price, that valuable piece, can no longer be paid, and the grace of God may be lost. For faith is like a silver coin, a price to be paid for the grace of God. And when you can no longer put faith down on the table or faith down at the altar, you no longer receive the grace of God. And you think, wait a minute. St. Ambrose makes the point, the grace of God is acquired at a price, and the price that is paid is faith. And we say, wait a minute, grace and the grace of God is free. But this is a parable. We're not talking about actual silver. And St. Paul says, you are saved by grace through faith. Faith is always involved in the means of grace. If you want to get into sacramental theology, there's one thing that can invalidate a sacrament, and that is if there's no faith present. And if this is the case for you, St. Ambrose says, don't just sit there. Do something. Get busy searching for that faith again. Your call, this is no contradiction, On Trinity Sunday, I encouraged the faithful, saying, don't just do something, sit there. Okay. If your faith is strong, contemplate this Holy Trinity. Pay the price of faith. Receive the grace of God and bask in the glory of divine love and of divine life. But if you've lost something of your faith, if you waver now, this is no time to sit still. St. Ambrose issues a command saying, light your lamp. Your lamp is your eye, he says. This is the interior eye of the soul that looks. Light the lamp that feeds on the oil of the Spirit and shines throughout your whole house. Search for the drachma, the redemption of your soul. If a person loses this, he is troubled. And if he finds it, he rejoices. Now about this lamp, this searching. If the parable is read not as God searching for you, but as you searching for your faith, then the light is the lamp of your eye, and the oil that burns is the very Spirit of God. When the parable is read this way, when the words of Christ are heard with this interpretation, it becomes no less personal, but much more interior. It's not God that's seeking us in this interpretation. It's we who are seeking. And who has not had an experience like this? There was a time when we recall everything seemed whole, when all the coins were accounted for, all the faith was accounted for. And then some distraction, some tragedy, some difficulty shook us, that we might say we sensed something of our faith had been shaken. Something of our faith had even been lost. And we ask, will it ever, can it ever be the same again? Periodically, I have the privilege of offering premarital counseling to young couples. And one of the things that must always be said in the weeks that I speak to these two, whomever they may be, has to do with conflict and perseverance. Something will happen in this relationship that will shake you. Some difficulty will occur such that you will wonder whether a piece of this relationship has been lost or damaged or never to return. And what is needed then is perseverance. And the greater is the difficulty, oftentimes the sweeter is the reconciliation. And after years of persevering through difficulty, there can often be a mutual appreciation and love that has been made ever the sweeter for the degree of difficulty that has been overcome. Has the drachma, the coin of faith, been lost? And does it seem good and lost now? Persevere. By the Spirit of God, that faith will be found again and renewed, all the more sweet now for all that has been overcome to bring it home again. This pandemic has been for so many Christians in the world a time of real shaking, of testing, really, and how jostled we've been, unsure as to whether it is more loving to stay home or whether it is more loving to go out, or whether it is more loving to wear a mask, or whether it is more loving to not wear a mask, and how tempting it has been to harbor resent, real resent, towards others for not handling the perplexities the way that we did, for handling it differently. And many have been forced to question things that are most important to them. Many more have felt that other people's priorities have been thrust upon them. And in the end, in the midst of all this, something of our faith has been disturbed, questioned. And as St. Ambrose says, if a person loses this, if they lose the faith or the grace they've gained for themselves at the price of faith, he is troubled indeed. Do you know anyone who, before all this started a year and a half ago, was relatively settled, had all 10 coins, had all 100 sheep, counting them daily, but now speaks only of loss, now even feels lost? Well, if you know someone, or if that someone is the person looking back at you in the mirror, consider this. Have you noticed that nowhere in those parables does the shepherd or the woman searching for the coin or the prodigal son's father ever say, well, 99 out of 100, that's pretty close. That's not bad. 9 out of 10 coins, that's not such a great loss. 1 out of 2 sons, not too bad. Never. For each, the loss is too much to bear. The loss consumes the mind of the one who suffers, and the pursuit is on until that which is lost is found. Well then, if St. Ambrose's second reading is considered, what if we were to recognize within ourselves that some measure of our faith has been lost? Then what will the urgent search look like? Well, 99 out of 100 is not bad. 9 out of 10. 1 out of 2. Mm-mm. Are we permitted to say we still have some faith left? 9 out of 10 ain't bad. Jesus is saying that is not acceptable. He says, if I'm going to search for you, the least you can do is get up, rekindle your lamp, fill it again with the oil of the Spirit, get off your couches and begin the search. Fill the house with light. Find the lost sheep. Find that lost coin. And if there is a faith in you that's been lost, then you are troubled. I know that. Stop doing other things and get searching. There's a poetry being written, even here, even now. It can be read more than one way. The trouble of our times is merely the context in which the characters of the story are motivated to act now. For the shepherd still seeks out you, and you must now still seek out that which was lost. The shepherd will find you, and your faith will be restored. Believe it. St. Ambrose writes, light the lamp that feeds on the oil of the Spirit and shines throughout your whole house. Search for the drachma, the redemption of your soul. If a person loses this, he is troubled. And if he finds it, he rejoices. The damage to the soul is great if one has lost the faith or the grace that he has gained for himself at the price of faith. So, light your lamp, says St. Ambrose. The Spirit of God that was granted you at your baptism, strengthened you at your confirmation, he who is meant to guide you and nourish you is ready to be filled, to fill you again, and to renew you again. Light your lamps, feed again on the Spirit, fill that dark house with light once more, and find that which has been lost. Persevere, even in the darkest hour. How precious will the restoration be when joy returns, which it will, not by your own power, but by the power of fuel, as it were, of the Spirit. Search for the drachma, the redemption of your soul. If a person loses this, he is troubled. And if he finds it, he rejoices. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.